So let's begin Siman Kuf Pei Gimel in the 2. Garsinan Beperek Shlosha She'achlu. We learn in the 7th Perek of Masechet Brachot. Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, Asara Dvarim Ne'emru Bekos Shel Bracha. Rabbi Zera says there are ten things that are said in regards to the Kos Shel Bracha of Berkat HaMazon. Ta'un Hadacha, Shtifa, requires washing, rinsing. Chai, we'll soon see what Chai means, alive, but we'll see what that means. Male, it has to be filled. Itur, it has to be crowned. Ituf, it has to be, there has to be Ituf, to wrap oneself. We'll see what that means. Doesn't mean to wear a jacket, right? When you do Berkat HaMazon. Mekablo b'shtei yadav v'notno li'imino. You receive it with two hands and then you hold it in your right hand. Umagbiho min hakarka tefach. You should lift it at least a tefach. In hakarka means from the ground or from the table, right? V'noten bo enav. And the one who's saying the bracha should look at it. Umeshagro le'anshe beto, and he sends it to the people of his household. Specifically, it means to his wife. When you do the kos shel bracha, there is the inyan afterwards to send it to your wife to taste from it as well. So those are the 10 things that Rabbi Zera said in regards to kos shel bracha. Tana, we learned in a braita, the Gemara says, Hadacha mibifnim u'shtifa mibachutz. What is the difference between hadacha and shtifa? Hadacha means to rinse it from inside. Shtifa means to wash it from the outside. Ve'ita betosfot, not betosefta. Ve'ita betosfot, tosfot, they're right. De'im kenacho yafe shapir dame. That if you cleaned it well, that's good enough. Now, what does that mean? Before we continue in the tool, take a look at the Bet Yosef on the side. בפרק גרסינה בפרק שלושה שחלו אמר רב זירה עשר הדברים נאמרו בקוס של ברכה ומה שכתב ואיתה בתוספות שאם כן אחו יפה שפיר דמי שם that's over there in דיבורה מתחיל שטיפה מבחוץ והדחה מבפנים תוספות write the following פירש רי רבנו יצחק says דווקא שאין הקוס יפה when do we say that you need שטיפה מבחוץ והדחה מבפנים That's only when the cup is not clean. And of course, yafe means, yafe over here means clean. It's not clean. Sheyesh bo shiure kosot. It has leftovers. If you have like droplets of wine in the cup, that's when you have to be madiach mi bifnim and shotef mi bachutz. Aval im hu yafe, belavachi, but if it is clean anyway, you just took it out of your closet and it's clean. Shapir dame. So halachically, according to Tosfot, you don't need to do any washing or rinsing of the cup if the cup is clean, if it's fine. V'chen katava Mordechi, v'chen katava Rav Rabbeinu Yona, v'katvu od, v'kvar na'agu ha'olam hadacha u'shtifa. They wrote further, which means although halachically you don't need, if it's clean, you don't need to wash it, but the minhag ha'olam is to wash it anyway. However, says the Bet Yosef, in a case where it was not used in the meal, and now you find it clean, so the Bet Yosef is telling us that halachically you don't need to wash it. We're going to see that the Kafachaim brings al pi Kabbalah that even so, even in such a case where you're taking it out from the closet, all spick and span, it's clean. There is an inyan to rinse it in water beforehand. That's al-pi Kabbalah. That's the Kaf HaChaim will bring down for us. Now, continuing on in the two, where it says bit, chai. What's this chai? What does chai mean? So here we have all kinds of pirushim in the Rishonim. So let's go through them. We're in the middle of the two. Chai, says the Tur, en pirusho chai mamash belo meziga. Now, chai normally when in the context of talking about wine, when the Gemara says chai, it means wine that is raw. What does raw mean? Undiluted. Not diluted with water. So the Tur comes and says, when it says here chai in regards to the wine of kosher berkat hamazon, it doesn't mean chai mamash belo meziga, totally undiluted without meziga at all, without diluting it. Dehatnan, because we learned in a Mishnah, modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer bekosher bracha, that chachamim, there is a machloket there in the Gemara between chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer regarding wine that is undiluted, if you say on it Borei Pri Gefen or if you say on it Shehakol. And the Gemara says there, Modim Chachamim Rabbi Lezer, however, Chachamim agree with Rabbi Lezer, Bekos Shel Bracha, She'en Mevarechim Alav Ad She'iten Netucho Mayim. They agree that by the Kos Shel Berkat HaMazon, you don't say Berkat HaMazon upon it until you pour water into it. Ad She'iten Netucho Mayim. So therefore, when it says over here that the ten requirements of kosher bracha, and one of them is chai, it cannot mean, says the Tur, totally undiluted, because it says that chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer that when it comes to kosher berkat hamazon, you don't say berkat hamazon unless noten letocho mayim, until you pour water into it. So how do we resolve these two? This apparent contradiction. On one hand, you tell me chai. On the other hand, you tell me ad she'iten letocho mayim. Upiresh Rav Alfas. So the Rif explains shemanicho chai ad birkat haaretz ve'az mozgo. The Rif makes somewhat of a compromise over here between both statements. Chai means initially when you begin birkat hamazon, it has to be undiluted. When you get to Birkat Haaretz, you'll see in most benchers or sidurim, that in the middle of Birkat Haaretz, in the middle of Nodeh Lecha, more specifically right before the end, right? By Al Hakol, when you're about to finish that bracha, over there it says in parentheses, Kan Mozeget HaKos. Over here you should pour water into the cup. So that's based on the words of the Rif that says that over there by Birkat Haaretz, Mozgo. You dilute it with water. Why? Why dafka in that bracha? Lehodia shevach haaretz. That bracha is thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. To be modia, to make known the praise of Eretz Yisrael, sheyenoteha chazakim, that its wines are so strong, v'tzarich le'arev v'hem mayim rabim, that you have to dilute it in water. So it's like a sort of a show and tell of, look how Eretz Yisrael is so great, that the wine is so strong that you have to dilute it. So bidafka in that bracha where you say al haaretz ve'al hamazon, that's where you dilute the wine. We're gonna revisit this point, you know, halacha lemaaseh. But this is the pirush of the Rif. Yes, chai, but up until al hakol. By al hakol, en mevarchim alav ad she'iten letocho mayim. That's where you have to yiten letocho mayim. You have to pour the water. Okay. That's one pirush. V'Rabbeinu Tam pirush chai means mazug velo mazug. Shemozgo k'tzat. Ukshiyagia lebirkat haaretz, mozgo karaui. Which is alchad tlata maya. We're soon going to say that this is only talking about the olden day wine. We don't have such wine today, or we don't, you know, deal with such wine today. But Abinu Tam explains in a different way than the Rif. He says that when it says chai in the order of the 10 things that Rabbi Zera said, it doesn't mean absolutely chai. It means mazug ve'eno mazug. It means a little, it has to be, before you begin Birkat HaMazon, it should be diluted a little bit. And then when you get to Birkat HaAretz, Mozgo karaui. Then you really need it. You need to dilute it properly. What's considered diluting wine properly? Chazan say alchad tlatamaya. For every one measure of wine, alchad tlatamaya, three measurements of water, which means a quarter wine, three quarters water. Wow, right? It's a lot. It's a lot of water. We don't do that, right? We just put in some little bit of water because to begin with, our wines are already diluted with water. And so, anyway, that is how Rabbeinu Tam explains the din of meziga when it comes to kosher birkat hamazon. The yain shelanu, says the tour, our wine, already from the time of the tour, right? The tour lived in the end of the 1200s going into 1300s. That's it's like over 700 years ago. The yain shelanu en tzarich meziga. Our wine does not meziga. That's a very important statement in the halakha. We're going to see how that affects us. That we, halachically, we don't need to do meziga because of the wines that we have today. Now we come to a third pirush in the sinyan of how to, you know, put together the two ma'amarim. Ve'Rashi piresh, Rashi gives two pshatim. Rashi piresh, enotno lekos shel bracha chai, umozgo bo. Rashi says, his first pshat is, that when you, the statement of Rabbi Zera that it has to be chai, that's talking about when you initially pour the wine into your cup. At that point, when you're pouring the wine into your cup, it has to be chai. But umozgo bo, but when the wine is already in the cup, then you dilute it. So that's how Rashi puts together the two ma'amarim. On one hand, when you pour it into your cup, it has to be chai. That's number one. Sorry about that. And number two, eno mevarech alav ad sheiten letocho mayim. But you don't start birkat hamazon until you put water into it. So according to Rashi's first pshat, it has nothing to do with waiting till Birkat Haaretz or anything like that. That's Rif and Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, you immediately are mozeg. Le'apuke, this comes to exclude, shelo im zegenu v'kli acher, v'itnenu b'kos shel bracha. It means that it shouldn't be already diluted and then poured into the kos shel bracha as it is diluted. No. That's what chai means. Chai means when you pour it into kos shel bracha, it should be undiluted and then diluted in the kos. That's pshat number one of Rashi. Pshat number two, inami, a whole different pshat. Motzi omin achavit leshem bracha. Chai frisco belaz. Like the word fresh. Frisco. Yeah, fresca, fresh. Which means Rashi in his second pshat is saying that it could be diluted from the beginning. That's not a problem. You know what chai means? Chai does not mean non-diluted. Chai means fresh out of the barrel. The wine that you use from the bracha should be fresh out of the barrel. Le'inyanenu, that we don't get our wine from barrels, it means fresh out of the bottle. Which means like this, in order to use the wine for the kosher birkat hamazon, it has to be poured out of the bottle right before you start birkat hamazon. It should not be like, you know, poured into the cup like an hour before and it's standing there on the table. Oh, what is this for? Oh, that's for later for birkat hamazon. No. That's not good. According to Rashi, it has to be that you pour it out of the bottle immediately before birkat hamazon. Not an hour before, not a half hour before. That's the fourth pshat. That's Rashi. Now we come to a fifth pshat altogether in the Rishonim. V'yesh mefarshim, and some other Rishonim explain. V'yesh mefarshim. I think the Bet Yosef is supposedly going to tell us who that is, but we'll see soon. Al hakli. Some bichlal explain that the word chai is not going on the wine. It's going on the kli, on the cup itself. And so what does chai mean? Sheyehe shalim. That it should be complete, that it should not be broken. There shouldn't be any defect in the cup. How do you get that from the word chai, alive? So he brings, kide'ita bebabakama, as it states in Babakama Nundalid, al kelim, in regards to kelim, it says, famous statement, shviratan zohi mitatan. When it comes to utensils, breaking the utensils is killing the utensils. So when it's not broken, it means, it follows that it's alive. What does it mean, alive? Complete. So one of the Rishonim explains, that's what chai means. Interesting. Says the tour, v'tov latzet yedei kol ha-pirushim. It is best to be yotze all the pshatim over here. How you do that, I mean, in general, you could say he means to say that the kos should be perfect and the wine should be chai. Right? Now, what does that mean? I mean, we saw four different ways in regards to the wine. So we'll see what that means in the Bet Yosef, okay? We won't continue in the tool over here because there the tool now begins male kipshate, that he goes on to the next one. What's male? What does male mean? Okay, we'll deal with that later, okay? Unless you want to, would you like to like, no, it's pretty long. So let's go back to the Bet Yosef, okay? Wow, it's already 1:29. So we'll stop here.